Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DontPerish.com. John 424 Radio. Hope you can hear me. We're camped out by a busy highway tonight. I want to talk to you today about conviction. Yeah, you know, people talk a lot about conviction and often hear this when I'm ministering, preaching, talking to people, counseling online. They say, well, if I'm convicted about that or this, or maybe I won't be convicted about it at all, I'll think about it. I don't really feel convicted about it right now. And it's often a common answer we get, people running on their own convictions about the truth of God. So that's what I want to talk about today. As I go out and preach and I warn people about sin and I show it to them right in the Word of God. And they'll say, well, I'm just not convicted about that. The example I was used, and people say, well, that's an extreme example. But it's not extreme, because sin is sin. Homosexuals, sodomites will say, I'm not really convicted that it's wrong. Does their conviction really matter as compared to the Word of God? What are they basing that on? That's what I want to talk about. Is that really a proper way to be striving to follow Christ and to obey God unto eternal life? No, actually, this leads to carnal, ungodly, willful sin living that will damn your soul. Now let's take a look at this word, convict. It's only used one place in all of Scripture, John 8, verse 9. And they which heard of it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. So where Jesus convicted them all about their sin, and they all just walked away. In the Greek, that word convicted is elengio, elengio. It means to convict, convince, tell a fault, to rebuke or reprove. All right. Now that word reprove, John 16:8. This is what the Spirit comes to do. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. The word reprove, same word. Elengio, same word. It really means exactly the same thing, to rebuke, to tell a fault, to convince, to convict. Now, I can promise you that the conviction and the reproving of the Spirit and the Word of God is going to be harsher, more holy, than your human, religious, denominational, fleshly convictions. Amen. That's what I'm trying to guide you to here. The key is people need to really be, they need to be repentive. They need to be in tune to the Spirit and to be listening to and for God's correction in the Word. Not guided by their religion, the culture, popularity, themselves, their status, or any fleshly conviction, logic, or feelings. Think about that. Think about it for a minute. If we waited for our ways and desires and our flesh and our logic, is it ever going to want the ways of God fully? Or will you just die in your sin following that course of action? That's something really to ponder. No, the Bible says you must pursue the ways of righteousness with all that you are. Matthew 6:33, Jesus said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Well, if you're seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you're certainly not going to follow your flesh, your mind, the culture, your denomination, your religion, your logic. We have to be led by the Spirit talking to us believers. And the Spirit never keeps us in sin, not for a minute, not for a day, not for an hour, not for a week, not for a month, not for a year, no, let alone. The Spirit never keeps us in sin. Our flesh does. Our circumstances does. The culture does. You see where I'm going with this? Psalm 90, verse 8. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. Isn't that beautiful? That's what I'm talking about here. My main point that I'm trying to get across, you can't come to God, you can't get closer to God, you can't stay connected with God in your own mind, your own ways, your own ideas, following these fleshly convictions. You know, my mother, she died several years ago. She always used to tell me when she lived with me, she claimed to be a Christian, but she was a worldly, carnal woman. And I would witness the gospel. I would warn her about sin. And you know what she'd always say to me? Well, Jim, in my mind, I don't see why that's wrong. And in my mind, I'm not convicted about that. Do you see the problem with that? Your fleshly mind will never seek or desire to please God or follow God. Romans 8:7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Wow, what a desperate situation to be in. Following your carnal mind, your own convictions, your own logic, the culture, false religion, whatever. What's the answer, Brother Jim? Is it hopeless? Well, the good news is found in the gospel, Jesus Christ and his shed blood. Your repentance to him, being born again by his spirit, holiness and obedience following him, and enduring in your faith. That's the good news. But here's what's going to help. Galatians 5:16, Paul says, "In this I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Isn't that what I'm talking about here? Don't be walking in the fleshly convictions, thoughts. Your mind is not going to be God's mind. God's word is our guide, and the Spirit always guides us, confirming what the word says. And this is the fruit. When you repent, when you leave your convictions behind, when you follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the word of God, here's the fruit of it. Ready? Ephesians 5:6 through 11. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. That's where your convictions are going to lead you, to disobedience. Be ye not therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Isn't that beautiful? For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Notice that word, all. Yeah, all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. There's that word again, reprove, rebuke, bring to a different mind, a different thought, okay? This is what we're supposed to be doing. Don't be looking to your own convictions, folks. We all have a flesh that we can follow. Your convictions are going to lead you away from God, away from God's word, away from life, and to spiritual death and damnation. Repent. Believe the gospel I just preached to you. Strip your life down. Begin to kill your fleshly man. Feed your spirit man if you've repented and come to Christ. And obey everything he shows you. And always fall on the side of God. Don't fall on the side of your convictions, the world, your flesh. When in doubt, fall on the side of God and his word, and you'll always be falling for God and Christ till he comes or until your death. That's my admonition to you today. I hope that blesses you and encourages you. Don't follow your convictions. This world is a mess in sin, destruction. Hell and damnation is coming. And most everybody's following their convictions. You know when you meet somebody that's following the word and the spirit, they are not. A brother just said to me, we're like aliens. We are not of this world. How about you? Test yourself, will you? Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. We're pouring out truth for you because we love you and we love God. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. We got a big preaching event we're doing tomorrow, preaching at a big RV show, praying there's some saints. Hey, I was glad I was able to come to you. Till next time, you go out and have a glorious day, walking in the Spirit and the Word. Throw those human convictions away. We love you all. May God be praised.